Everything's going good. Real, I'm having a great time, learning a lot of information on top of everything, but everything's going good.
Do you still have to pinch yourself coming in the morning that you're playing on an NFL field here?
It still hasn't hit me yet. Once, probably that first preseason game, I was like, my God, I'm in the NFL.
Michael, you saw some of your Mizzou coaches. What was it like to see some of those guys here?
It's good. Their report day is Sunday, so it was real good seeing those guys. I told my defensive coordinator and my position coach, Coach Cool, you know, tell the guys good luck and good luck this season.
Yeah, Saturday you had some great pass rush drills. It seemed kind of like a breakthrough day for you in camp. Why was that? I know you're at left end, which what you're more comfortable with, obviously, right?
Or did you ask why I had a great pass rush?
Well, I know maybe that you had a track record, but it seemed like it was a breakthrough day, like you really, really broke out.
I'm learning the – everybody has their system, and I'm learning the system, which is I'm improving. I'm improving every day. That's my goal, so I can make this team.
How much are some of the veterans helping you out?
Chris, Eugene, Robert, they're all helping me. They want me to make this team. They're excited that I'm here, and, you know, I couldn't have gone to a better D-line.
Michael, you're also trying to crack a D-line that's one of the best in the NFL. How much more difficult does that make the challenge?
Crack a D-line?
Well, just trying to break through and make this D-line group, you know what I mean?
It's a lot of pressure, but, you know, I believe in myself, and I believe in my talent.
What have the first few days been like with the veterans here in terms of reaction? Has it been fairly positive?
Yes, very positive. Like I said, everybody's excited to be here in camp. We believe that this is going to be a good year for us. Everything is smooth.
Is it really comfortable, the fact that you're here, you're home? I mean, it is somewhat familiar. Does that make everything a little more, whatever pressure you make about planning to make the team and all the other stuff, does it make it easier to be relatively home?
Yeah, Mizzou is home. So I'm glad I couldn't have gone to a better team than the St. Louis Rams. Mizzou was just 2 hours away. I mean, it's just St. Louis, just like Columbia. This is home.
Do you want to be a trailblazer? Do you want to be a trailblazer?
I'm a football player.
Yeah. At what point do you think people will stop asking you those kinds of questions and ask you just about football all the time?
When I lay somebody out that first game.
The weekly check on how the special teams is going. You got to do a full special teams practice yesterday. Just how'd that go?
It went great. I mean, I'm kind of surprised myself at how good it went because I haven't played special teams in 2 years. So I thought I did great. I was punt return and Pirate Coach was going to put me in kickoff return as well.
Yeah, Coach Fossil was saying that you kind of seem to have a knack for the blocking side of it. Is that a surprise or just harking back to your left tackle roots there?
High school, I was left tackle, so probably. But I had a great practice with special teams yesterday, and I want to build up on it.
How do you feel the lighter? Some weight before you came to training camp?
I did, 13 pounds, man.
Yeah, what was that about, and how is that
affect? I want to run fast, don't you?
Are you faster?
I am faster. I mean, losing that weight just got me faster. So, yeah.
You can really notice the difference?
Oh, heck yeah. I'm sorry.
How'd you lose the weight? Did you cut out some favorite foods or anything like that?
You know, eating right, stop eating at a certain hour, exercising more, and just trying to lose that body fat.
Have you maintained your strength through
yes.
that?
Yes, sir.
Michael, what did you know about Jeff Fisher before you got here? Did you have a vision or a view of him before you got to know him, just from watching football?
I think one of my teammates, Bo Brinkley, I think that was his coach when he on his rookie year. I'm not quite sure, but I did know Coach Fisher coached at the Tennessee Titans. Coach Fisher won the Super Bowl. He was on the 85 Bears. So I know a little bit of history of Coach Fisher.
Hey, Michael, how do you process this whole competition for a roster spot? Obviously, a certain amount of numbers, get down to 53 at the end of this. You look at the defensive line. You're a seventh-round pick. The long odds. How do you put all that into perspective of doing what you're doing on a day-to-day basis?
No, all I'm thinking about is making this team. No, I'm learning from the guys, and I want to make this team. They're teaching me a lot. I'm doing what they're doing. They've been here for 7-8 years. I want to be that as well.
Do you feel like you belong? Just and I mean that
I'm
from the standpoint.
Player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. From the standpoint,
yeah, I'm a football player.
You're going to the next level. The talent level is not. Not too much, not too
I'm a football player. This is football. It feels natural.
So you're not looking at the depth chart, counting the numbers in your mind?
No, I'm looking at that guy right across from me and laying him out. That's my mentality.
How much different was it today in full pads with the veterans?
It was, you know, there was, I got some hits out there. I don't know if you guys were filming. Probably you were, most likely. But I got some hits out there. It felt good. I haven't been in pads since the Senior Bowl, so it felt good.
What are the things you need to show physically in terms of skill set to show that you belong in this team?
I just need to improve in everything. You know, everybody needs to get better. So in everything, I need to improve.
Well, you know, most rookies, no rookies have this kind of crowd waiting. And is that a plus in a way, the fact that, you know, that you do have a crowd, people are interested? Does that help the energy just in terms of doing the things you're trying to accomplish, make the team and, you know, make this team better? Does it help to kind of be known and be a known commodity, not be anonymous?
You know, I can care less if you guys, if the media was out here or not. My goal still is to make this team, whether I was a first round pick or a free agent, my job is to make this team. So whether you guys are out here or not, that's my goal. Mm-hmm.